George was thinking about far smaller sums when he next spoke to Abel. "I allowed Henry a loan in your absence, and he still hasn't paid the money back," he admitted. "A loan? Henry's description, not mine," said George. "Who's kidding who? How much?" said Abel. $5,000. I'm sorry, Abel." "Forget it. If that's the only mistake you've made in the last 3 years, I'm a lucky man. What do you imagine Henry spends the money on?" "Wine, women, and song. There's nothing particularly original about our congressman. There's also a rumor around the Chicago bars that he's started gambling quite heavily." "That's all I need from the latest member of the board. Keep an eye on him, and let me know if the situation gets any worse." George nodded. "And now, I want to talk about expansion. With Washington pumping $300 million a week into the economy, we must be prepared for a boom the like of which America has never experienced before. We must also start building barons in Europe, while land is cheap, and most people are only thinking about survival. Let's begin with London." "For God's sake, Abel, the place is as flat as a pancake." "All the better to build on, my dear."
"Miss Treadgold," said Zafia, "I'm going to a fashion show this afternoon, a benefit for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and I might not be back before Florentina's bedtime." "Very good, Mrs. Rosnovsky," said Miss Treadgold.
"I'd like to go," said Florentina.
Both women stared at the child in surprise.
"But it's only 2 days before your exams," said Zafia, anticipating that Miss Treadgold would thoroughly disapprove if Florentina attended something as frivolous as a fashion show.
"What are you meant to be doing this afternoon?"
"Medieval history," replied Miss Treadgold without hesitation. "Charlemagne through to the Council of Trent."
Zafia was sad that her daughter wasn't being allowed to take an interest in feminine pursuits, but rather was expected to act as a surrogate son, filling the gap for her husband's disappointment at not having a boy.